Hey, what's up, everybody? Juan Martinez, aka Dr. Love, and you've just joined us on This Is Real. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Yo Real TV Raps with yours truly, Pastor Juan Martinez, aka Dr. Love. And on this episode, we're going to talk about being reactive or responding in faith. And you know, we always like to keep it real for all the real ones. This is a show with real people, real problems, and real solutions. And, you know, I was just this last week, I was kind of thinking about why people are so reactive, I guess, you know, and I started thinking about insecurities. It just took me down this rabbit hole of thinking about reactive and responding, right? So I have a question for you today. Have you ever reacted to something so fast that you had wished you had took a breath, you had waited, maybe prayed? We're talking the difference about being reactive and responding in faith. So we got to be real about this stuff. Like, we all have triggers. There's always stuff to bother us. And the reality is that a lot of times we don't work on this gospel-centered message to crucify the flesh or not be so emotional. So that's what we're planning on talking about today, because you need to grow in your faith. And if you stay emotionally immature, you'll never be spiritually mature. So when you have these triggers, man, you see that you're living in the flesh and you're not being led by the Spirit. So you got to understand that reactive living is actually survival mode. Reacting is automatic. It's based on fear. It's based on insecurity, pride. It's kind of like that knee jerk. I got to defend myself. They're not going to talk to me like that. I need to fix this now type energy. But here's the problem. Reactive people aren't led by truth. They're led by their emotions. And emotion is a terrible driver, man. It will crash your relationships. It will mess with your peace. It will mess with your reputation and also your faith walk. So have you ever been in a conversation and someone says something that triggers you, and before you even think, you start popping off? Reactivity is rooted in wounds. And until we let Jesus heal those wounds, we'll keep reacting from pain instead of responding from peace. And I remember I always tell people, like, I had to learn how to be emotionally mature, because for me, that's what always got me high or always got me in trouble. And so, you know, coming to Christ for me was a big deal, because if, you know, most of the time when I got upset or I got the case of the F everybody, or I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that, but, you know, F everybody. And then all of a sudden I get this thought that that, you know, I want to go get high, or I want to go cheat, or I want to go do something. And so that's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to start responding in faith. And responding takes intentionality. It takes faith. You have to actually pause. Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and one of those is self-control. And we all understand what self-control is. I know that a lot of times we look at the outward thing, but self-control is actually a mastery of your inner self. It's the mastery, it's dominion over your inner man. And so that's definitely not reactivity. It's faith in action that says, I could react, but instead I'm going to pause, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to trust the Lord. You got to understand that Jesus always responded in faith. He never responded in fear. When a storm hit the boat, the disciples panicked. And what did Jesus do? He was asleep. He was asleep, man. He probably was like, hey, why would you wake me up? You know, but the reality is that he stood up, he spoke peace into the chaos. And that's what it looks like to actually respond in faith. When you're rooted in your identity and you don't have to react to every accusation, when you're anchored in God's love, you don't have to prove yourself. And when you're led by the Spirit, you don't have to control the outcome. You just trust the one who does. So how do we go from reacting to responding? I'm going to give you three quick prescriptions, Dr. Love style, okay? So the first thing you have to do is when you're feeling like you want to react or you're emotionally heightened, you need to pause before you speak. I'm actually going to say pause before you post or speak, right? Because a lot of times, you know, the Bible says to be quick to listen and slow to speak, but I always like to say be quick to listen and slow to type, because a lot of times in today's time, we put how we feel. Like, people are always airing their laundry and all this stuff on social media. So pause before you post or speak. If you're getting heated, don't respond. Give the Spirit space to lead you, okay? Number two, ask. What's the truth here? Not what do I feel, because remember, feelings are an indicator of what's going on in your heart, but you shouldn't be led by that. You should always filter your emotions and your feelings through what the Word of God says, because sometimes feelings could be tricky. You could feel a certain way and you can create a certain atmosphere of hostility, pride, because of that feeling. But you always want to align yourself with the Word of God, right? So not what do I feel or what do I want, but what does God say about this, okay? That's number two. What does God say about this? Number three, pray and surrender the outcome. Pray and surrender the outcome. This is where we're aligning with His Word. We're allowing the Word to nourish our prayer life. And then we want to surrender the outcome. Sometimes you don't need to say or do anything. Just be still and let God fight your battles. Listen, maturity in faith isn't seen in how you act at church. It's seen how you respond to pressure, right? Everybody at church is singing with their hands up. Everybody, right, in these elements, you know, Bible school, all of these things. It's when you come out of the service. It's Monday through Saturday. It's after you walk out, you know, are you getting like that even on the parking lot, right? It's seeing how you respond in pressure, in pain, in the heat of the moment. Let's see people who don't just react to life. We respond in faith when we're led by the Holy Spirit, okay? Listen, this is real life, real change, and real surrender. So today, let's commit to stop living in survival mode and start living in surrendered mode. Don't let your emotions lead. Be led by the Holy Spirit. And as we like to say, man, stay wrapped in the love of Christ, man. This is for all the real ones. If you really want to enter into that's crazy, no, that's God life, start doing what God says. And then the signs and wonders will follow you and you'll be able to experience that's crazy. And everybody else around you will say, no, that's God. Remember, don't react, respond. Love you guys. Peace. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much to all the real ones for joining us every single week. You can be a part of the crew by following us on all our social media outlets. Also, you can write us at P.O. Box 671-626, Houston, Texas 77267. And don't forget, stay real.